China and India boast the world's fastest growing economies, driving the growth of new technologies, especially the internet. But as NPR's digital culture correspondent Laura Seidel tells us in this reporter's notebook, cultural change can be much slower than technological progress.
It was a hot spring afternoon in Beijing. I hopped into a taxi to head back to my hotel. I just interviewed a woman who represented a Western publishing company. She brought up Falun Gong, a spiritual practice that's banned in China. Neither one of us really knew much about its beliefs. As my taxi pulled up to my hotel, I thought to myself, I'll look it up on the internet. Then, I realized I couldn't do that. Not in China. Tibet, Taiwan, Tiananmen Square, and Falun Gong were off limits. Thousands of censors comb blogs and bulletin boards every day and manually take down postings with political views contrary to the government's, which also blocks access to entire sites. One day, at a Shanghai cafe, I met with a man who described himself as an internet dissident. As I spoke with him, he pointed out a Chinese policeman staring at us from the doorway. He said he is often followed by such men. Everywhere I went in China, the skyline was dominated by steel and glass high-rises. The roads were freshly paved, and the traffic hummed along. But Shanghai and Beijing felt like walled cities, meant to keep my curiosity tightly in their boundaries. Just a few months before, I'd been in India, where the traffic didn't hum, it honked. Economic growth is slower here than in China. New high-rises sprout up, but they sit beside poor hovels. Still, the internet is enabling such immediate communication with India that animation studios are opening up facilities in cities like Mumbai. The same studios are less interested in opening up in China. Why? Because of the censors. In India, American companies from Google to Disney are more likely to face a mob of journalists than a committee of government censors. As I sat in my car one afternoon driving through the hot, crowded streets of Mumbai, my translator pointed out the city's largest Hindu temple. I decided that when I returned to my hotel room, I was going to look up its history. The thought that I wouldn't find it never crossed my mind.
NPR's Laura Seidel.